Yeah, guys, that sound means you've made it back to the Daddy Daughter Podcast.
Congratulations, you've made it.
Yeah, you've made it. Thank you guys so much for being here. We appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show.
What? I love you so much.
Oh, I can hear it. I heard it.
Another check?
Huh?
You said give you another check?
Yeah.
My dad is the best dad in the world, and he is the best.
Yo, I got it on. I have it as a recording now.
Aww.
Yo, I bet I could make it my ringer. Like, I'm in a meeting.
My dad is the best dad, and he's the best. My dad is
Why
best
do I have
dad,
a southern accent?
And he's the best.
Oh, no. You just gave me a southern accent.
Yeah, that's true. I have no idea why. Anyways, we are back and...
Back again.
Yeah, Shady's back. She's going to finish her food at some point, but I just wanted to start talking to her.
It's amazing.
I didn't want to wait. You... I haven't seen you in 6 days.
6 days?
6 days. That's a real number.
No way.
True story. The last time I saw you, I think we recorded. It was a Thursday. Remember?
Thursday.
It was Thursday night. Because I listened to it and edited it and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the last time I saw you. And what I do want to say about that is co-parenting. Isn't easy.
No, it's not.
I think we do it well, but sometimes it's hard, and this week was hard. So I missed you a lot.
I missed you too.
I know you did. But yeah, thank God for FaceTime and all that stuff. One thing that I want to make sure that I never do is I never have to check your social to figure out what's going on with you. Okay?
I didn't even post anything, though.
I know.
I actually have not been on, like, TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah.
In a while.
That's true. You know what we're going to do?
I'll probably post,
you know what we're
going
to do for people like me that are old? I want you to tell us, what is TikTok? What?
Uh-oh.
Okay, hold on. I love social media. I love it a lot. If you burp, I can edit it. I figured out how to edit better so I can edit clips of time out.
My feet are all sweaty in my Crocs.
Yeah. All right. I'm probably going to leave that part in just so you know.
No!
Anyways. Yeah. I want to ask, what for all the folks at home, what is TikTok? I'm a social media person for a long time, but there's a different spin on it. I'm trying to talk so you can finish chewing.
Yeah.
So take your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you. Co-host, hello.
Co-host? I'm not the host.
We're co-hosting.
Oh.
We're doing it together.
Okay. Anyway.
You are TikTok. A host, and I'm a host.
Yeah.
We're co-hosts.
Co-hosts.
Together. Okay.
Okay.
TikTok.
I have something to say on that. Oh, we're no. The co-host, and okay. The real host is Gab.
Hey, that girl is my daughter, guys. Yo, that is amazing. Oh my gosh, I'm so lucky to be your dad. This is truth.
Anyway, TikTok.
Yeah.
So TikTok is a app. It's, I guess, kind of like Instagram. Like people have profiles and you can like make videos, and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool. It used to be called Musical.ly, and Musical.ly was an app that you like do, you like mouth words. You can like there's different sounds on TikTok and you can like sing along to it, like talk to it. But now TikTok's a lot better 'cause you can actually like use your own voice to say something, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was like a, it's like a bunch of clips, right? Like old or movies or sound bites.
Oh, yeah.
And then you record your own video to that.
It can be.
Got it. Okay. That was Musical.ly.
Well, no. Musical.ly didn't have like an option to, I don't think it did, but I don't think Musical.ly had an option to like film without a sound.
Mm-hmm.
I think you needed a sound to like make a video.
Got it. And now you can film without a sound
mm-hmm.
and do your own independent mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. And if someone likes a sound, like if it's funny or something like that, they can use that. And you can like things, you can comment on things. You can like put hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
At people, it's pretty much kind of like Instagram, just with videos.
Got it.
Like, you can't just post a picture.
So, tell me a little bit about why y'all dance so much, though. Like, I see the same dance. Like, we were at the volunteer party at Soul City.
Yeah.
And you had been practicing a dance.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw Olivia doing the same dance. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, the Renegade.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, wait, she's doing the dance right now, guys.
Renegade.
Yeah. Yep. She's bopping. Oh, yep. She just put both hands over her head. Yep. She closed her. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the dance that we did. I did the last, like.
Mm-hmm. We good.
Yeah. I did the last, like, couple parts of this.
Yeah. So, I did like a series of videos. You can like duet your own videos. So I did day one. Day one, I barely even knew it.
Yeah.
I just knew the part.
Yeah, the end.
I just knew the.
Yeah.
People can't see me. I can't. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. I can see you.
Well, yes.
And it's totally cute. But. So yeah, but she's doing all these things.
I only knew the end of the dance for a few of the first videos.
Mm.
I was like pretty much practicing the whole week, even at school, in class, wherever I could learn this dance. And so every time I would like learn a new step, I would do it. I would like film that, because if I knew like a step before the end, I would do that.
Got it.
And until I knew the full dance, and then I ended up learning the full dance.
I love it. Yeah. So guys, that's TikTok. Hopefully that helps a little bit. Fill in that part of your gap, that gap in your brain, like it has been for me. I mean, I watch you do it all the time, but and I love it. But that's TikTok. Tell me what else has been going on in the last few days. Tell me something good.
I stood up for a couple friends at school.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just nonchalant. Like, yeah, there was bullying going on and I squashed.
Not necessarily bullying, just like a fight between two friends.
Yeah.
And then I was standing up for them.
Then you were what?
Standing up for them.
How did that happen?
So they were just being like pretty rude. And they were getting upset at the friend for them being upset. Mm. So, okay, person B or person A was mad at person B for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then person B got upset at this person for being upset at them.
For doing the same thing?
No.
Oh.
Just person B was getting upset was upset because person A was upset at them.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. So kind of like a tag-along mad.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so...
How'd that go?
Just, like, the person, or, like, it's just... I don't know. They weren't having the best actions.
Got it.
Doing the things they were doing. And that's why person A was upset with person B,
mm-hmm.
and just the reason person B was upset at person A mm-hmm. was not the right reason.
Got it. How does that feel to get in the middle of all that? It's tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But at the end, I felt really proud.
Good.
Like,
good.
Really proud.
Good. It's not always easy to get to. Mm-mm. It's not always easy to do the right thing and then feel pride at the end for doing the right thing.
It's kind of like episode one when we were talking about, was that episode one where we were talking about
do something that you can be proud of?
Yeah.
I think that should be the theme of like our podcast. Like, do something you're proud of. I think that's going to be a way to sign out. Oh, yeah. Okay. Instacart is coming right now. So we got to act like, well, we got to answer the phone, first of all.
Okay.
Hello? I am here with your Instacart delivery. Okay. Come right out. Bye-bye.
He's coming out.
All right. So we'll stop this.
5 minutes later.
I've always wanted to do that.
I'm going to hold my cup on all fancy because we're on a podcast. But no one can see me, so. Sorry.
So you're holding it. If I were to describe it, you're holding it with, like, one hand, sipping. As if it's a cold day outside, and this is a warm, satiating cup of coffee. But you don't drink coffee, and in real life, it's tea, and in real life, it's a Moscow Mule mug.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that like vodka or something like that?
Yeah, it's a cocktail. It's supposed to keep the cocktail colder.
Oh, yeah, because it's copper.
Yeah, I don't think it really works.
It does. When we had a working ice machine.
Marketing.
When we had a working ice machine, I would put ice in here and I had water in here. Mm-hmm. It was so cold. Like, the actual cup was cold.
Mm-hmm. Because it's metal. Supposed to be cold.
No, it's copper.
I don't know.
Excuse me, we're doing a podcast.
Copper is metal.
No, it's not. Copper is copper. Where's your number?
Copper is a metal.
Where's your number? You just did.
I always say a prayer when I hear an ambulance.
Oh.
Hey.
Are we recording?
Just inhaled the sandwich.
Yeah, you did. He took like 3 bites and it was gone.
Yeah, I wanted to get back to podcasting.
Mm. Were you just recording?
Yes.
You've been recording this whole time.
Yes.
You better not put this in.
I do what I want. All right. So back at it. Oh, that did work. It's a spike.
Can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead. Oof, bigger spike.
Ha ha.
Better mic.
I outspiked you.
True.
True. Remember I used to say that all the time? It used to trigger me. I did not like it. You used to say, true. After every sentence I said, true. True. True.
Yeah.
And there was one time where you were like, true. You held it for like a solid minute.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's funny.
It wasn't funny to me.
True.
Stop.
Yo, I had totally forgot about it. But now, maybe I won't.
Please.
You said you want to talk about your Crocs.
I do. I got Crocs.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, but I love them.
Yeah.
I said that in a southern accent. I love them.
I love them. They're so nice.
They're like a sky blue color. They already have creases.
Is that good?
No.
Oh, that's bad. Mm-hmm. Boo creases.
Boo creases.
Yeah.
Just like in Timberlands, Dad. You don't want to get creases on your new Timberlands.
Okay, hold on. What do you know about the crease in the Timberlands?
That you don't want to get them in. He's like, you want to get like a tiny little crease, but you want you don't want it to look like you just smashed the shoe with
I mean, it's a
pan.
True thing.
I don't know.
That Air Force Ones are like that too. Anyways, that's for another lesson, darling.
Wait, is it something bad?
No. Okay. No. It's just people are particular about Air Force Ones. People are particular about Tims. And to be honest with you, like, I kind of felt like it was in Black culture growing up. So for you to know it.
Yeah, I kind of heard it like, from school. What? So.
Okay. Well, that's why I love your school. a little bit of everybody. I'm serious. That's the reason why I love your school. And we have been, you've been going there for as long as you have, because you literally have some of everybody at your school.
We really do.
And it's great. I mean, every tax bracket, every type of person, every race. I love it. So, you know, if I had an option, that's where you would go. So you do. Because we do.
I've been there for, I went there in first grade, Miss Lohman's class.
Yeah.
It's going to be 8.
Yeah, I mean, you've been going there since first grade.
In September. It's going to be 8 in September.
Yeah. Worth it. So, we haven't seen each other in 6 days.
Nope.
It totally sucks. It does. Seriously. I got a little bit upset on Sunday and Monday. Your mom said it. Told you about it, too. I was upset. I mean, I had planned, especially, I'm a person, when I have an expectation, and it's like,
really excited for it.
Yeah. And then when it doesn't happen, it's like a really high expectation and then a really low, low. Yeah. So I kind of pouted a little bit on Sunday and Monday. But at least Monday I got distracted by work. So it was good. But anyways, glad to be back hanging out, seeing you. So,
One thing I thought about this week mm-hmm. is that we should have a little keyboard mm-hmm. that, like, I control and, like, just about, like, this big, mm-hmm. probably this big,
mm-hmm.
Like, a little keyboard with, like, different, like, sound effects, mm. like a wah, 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 yay, like, that little, like, box I have.
Yeah.
Something yeah. like that, but, like, a keyboard with, like, yeah. labels on it, like, sad, you wanna grab happy, it? Mad, what?
You want to grab it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. What else is on there? Got it. At least we know who did it. Hey, I like that one. That's a good one. That's actually a perfect segue for this part of the show. No, do it again. This is the part of the show where I drop a whopper of a bomb on Hannah and surprise her by telling her that I know that she got an F on her math test. But you didn't, so. All right, anyways, it would be funny if I just had something to tell you that was like, surprise, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't. Anyways, one thing that I thought was interesting this week, you actually... we're talking to your friends about something, and they were like, you should ask your dad that on the podcast. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I have in my brain.
I have, just to preface this, I heard you ask me the question. I reacted to the question, just to be honest with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I have not done any more research
mm-hmm.
because I just wanted to kind of stay in that knowledge base that this was my answer. Right away, off the top,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes I think kids ask hard questions or weird questions or things that make you feel awkward, yeah. but there's always a way to interact and engage. So, shoot.
So, one of my friends, Alexandra, we were talking about, I kind of forgot how we actually got to this topic, but we started talking about heaven and hell. Or, no, we started talking about religion and like other people's beliefs.
Yep.
And so if someone's an atheist and does not believe in God, does not have any, doesn't have multiple gods, doesn't believe in anyone.
Yeah.
And if they don't believe in heaven and hell, this was the question. If people don't believe in heaven and hell, where do they go?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was such an interesting question. First of all, because this is kind of how I answered that question at the time. And your mother was in the car. Mm-hmm. And that also sparked another conversation about the way that I believe and the way that she believes and our history with that. Believe. And to be honest with you, I'll probably start there. That's where I'll start with answering the question. First and foremost, I have been a person before in the past that has not completely respected what people believe.
Yeah.
I've gotten so caught up in the words and so caught up in the feelings and so caught up in the things that I believe that I have for sure created a separation between the validity of what I believe and the validity of what someone else believes. Mm-hmm. So thankful to not be in that space, or thankful to at least be aware of that thought process now. I think that I respect the way that people believe completely differently than I used to. And especially when it was an issue between me and your mom. And this was, we're talking about like, you know, you've kind of heard the story before, but your mom and I were breaking up when we found out that you're on the way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like we were done with our relationship. I do believe God had like a bigger plan, and I'm looking at her like, clearly you are the reason why we were fighting through all those things.
Yeah.
Clear. Never been more sure of anything in my whole life. And so there's like zero, like, you know, regret or anything around that, even associated with it. Like, you were the blessing of my life. So there's that. But one of the big things that we did disagree about was our faith, religion, right? And I don't want to call it religion, because I think that religion is a little bit too organized, too calculated for me in particular. It's so faith. My faith. Yeah. And I, at the time, I not so nice communicated that, like, I'll never be with a woman that doesn't believe in God. You know, now I know the error of my ways there, because whether or not she and I could work out in the future, it was because she had such a staunch opposition. Like, it just didn't feel like it was going to work with us, because it was, you know, two completely different pages. But I could have been a lot more understanding about some of those things. And, you know, we were together for 2.5 years. So I was, and we kind of gone down that road. But then it became a point of contention, because she knew how to, like, egg it on. And she knew how to get me to react. And I knew how to get her to react. And at that point, it wasn't exactly, like, healthy for either of us. So all that being said, I'm really happy that that's not the way I handle people that don't believe the same way anymore. Yeah. You know? Or it's not even a space I enter. It's not a space of intolerance. It's a space of tolerance, first and foremost. So understanding, empathy, compassion, these are the things that the Bible teaches us. You know, like, these are things that come out of you when you are like trying to be like Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to be like God on earth. So I say all that to say, the first and foremost thing is, if someone communicates that they don't believe the same way that we believe, it's very important for us to be there with them as they are in that space.
Yeah.
Not as much like, how can I get them to believe what I believe? But like, hey, there are things that I do believe, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I do believe that there's a heaven and there's a hell. But just because you don't believe the way I believe doesn't mean you're wrong. And so, and I'm not saying this, you're saying that, but I'm just kind of saying all that to provide context. The second thing, though, is what I will say about it specifically is, if I told you that you don't have a bracelet in your hand right now, would you believe it?
No.
Because you have a bracelet in your hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I told you that you don't have glasses on, would you believe it?
No.
Okay. If I told you that you don't have a fork in your bowl right now, would you believe it?
No.
You can choose not to believe it. It doesn't change the fact that there's still a fork in your bowl.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that more than a you're wrong, the approach that I take, would take, and have taken more recently is like a, I definitely have things that I believe in at my core. But God loves everybody, every single person, whether they believe in him or not, whether they follow him or not, whether they subscribe to the thought pattern, whether they commit to the behaviors or not. And that is actually, to me, the good news. It's not about, not as much about, like, will you go to hell if you don't believe in God? It's more about the fact that we have a God that loves us so much that he'd do anything to keep you with him forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of how I answer the question. And again, I have not looked it up. I haven't done my study about it, but I will. This is actually going to spawn a study for me, and I'll do that. But I thought it was amazing that you guys are talking about that for real in the first place.
Yeah. So the example you just used, and said, like, if you told me that I didn't have glasses on right now, would I believe you? And I said no.
Yeah.
So you're saying that if someone didn't believe in God, or what were you trying to say?
Yeah,
in
great.
In the example.
Great question. And yeah, in my effort to provide context, I might actually be getting confusing. And that's all part of this. So I apologize. I believe that there is a heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, the things that I've studied, the things that I believe, those things exist. Yeah. They exist as concretely as the glasses on your face.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of getting caught up in the, did you do the right thing to get to God, to get to heaven, to have salvation, instead of going through like, what people might feel like is like, you know, the check marks that they got to cross off to get to heaven. I feel more strongly and passionate about how forgiving God is, about how loving God is, about the fact that the only reason why we're talking about heaven and hell in the first place is because there has been presented an option to us to be in relationship with God or not. And to me, hell would not being in a relationship with God would feel like hell on earth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like not understanding like that. Like say right now, I've been back and forth to the doctor trying to figure out this pain in my back. For me, if I didn't have God at the center of my life, I feel like I would be so dismayed. So like
lost.
How is it possible, God, that I do all these things? And if I didn't really, really believe God had a purpose for everything in my life, I would just take things like this, seasons that are hard, and I would kind of feel like, man, what? Why are you doing? And I would probably have an adverse reaction because I'd be like, what are you making me go through all this for?
Yeah.
But I know that at the end, God has a bigger and better plan for everything. So maybe he wants me to be empathetic to a person that's in pain constantly. So that when I have an opportunity to pray for somebody, be with somebody, talk to somebody, even if I don't share my story, I can be like, oh, and really feel what it's like when someone tells me something about that, about themselves that way. You know what I'm saying? And I got a ton of those things. I can tell you what it's like being, you know, like from the hood. I can tell you what it's like fighting a bunch of people. I can tell you what it's like running nightclubs. I can tell you what it's like doing all these wild things, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's all part of my story. That's just mine, right? Everyone has theirs. Everyone has a story to tell. And I think that those stories are what weave people together. So anyways, I feel like I've talked too much. But great question. Great question by you guys. And, you know, if you're looking for, person doesn't believe, they go straight to hell. I don't know that either.
Yeah.
Can't say that. Can't say that. Because the guy that I know is willing to go to the end of the earth for every single human being.
Yeah.
Not just the ones that believe in him. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So there's that. And yeah, that's how I believe.
That was a very long pause.
It was a long, dramatic pause. I was trying to think, like, could I end the podcast there on that? No, for sure. But there was something else I wanted to ask you. So I want to kind of think through. So what I do is I listen to this like a few times after, and I think of other questions. I was like, man, I wish I asked that question. And so one of the questions that I thought of last time was, we talked about how you paint mm-hmm. on Sundays. I actually named the podcast title, We Paint on Sundays.
Yep.
And then I was like, man, I wish I asked her like another follow-up question around painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Christy actually said today, she was like, you should ask her this. Or no, she said she was going to ask you this. But I'm going to steal it for the show. And then I'm going to ask you two different questions. Kay. One, what Christy was going to ask, like, what is it like when you are, like, what is going on inside of your mind when you're painting and creating in that space? And then the next one is, so what we do on Sundays, putting away the stuff and putting down the screens and, you know, painting or reading or whatever it is. Another word for that is Sabbathing, like Sabbath.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Sabbath before.
So a lot of times Sunday is the Sabbath, right? Sunday is the day of rest.
Yeah.
Right? It means the rest. But there's some days, you know, I work at a church. So some Sundays I work. Some Sundays I don't. But either way, in the week, there is a Sabbath. There is a day that I'm doing something. It might not just be sleeping, but it might be doing something that fills me up.
Yeah.
And you, with this painting thing, this is that. And I love it. So first, tell me a bit about what is going on through your head as you do it.
So if I'm painting for someone else, like I've been doing, like painting my friend's calculator cases, or even phone cases. If I'm painting for someone else, probably like the main thought that's going through my head is trying to perfect it for them, because I don't want to give it to them and be like, I just want them to like it, you know?
Yeah.
I want to like it, and I want them to like it.
Yeah.
Even if they like it and I don't like it, I feel like I still have to fix it.
Sure.
But I know I don't.
Yeah.
And so, if I'm painting for someone else,
getting it right or getting it to your standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you create that standard? Just quick side question.
I don't know. I just don't want to give someone something that doesn't feel like I tried my best at.
Yeah.
It's same thing with homework. Like if I give a teacher something that I didn't even try at,
yeah,
like there's no point in really doing it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. It's a great lesson there.
It's a
whole podcast by itself.
If I'm painting for myself, or if I don't even know what I'm going to paint, probably I usually, like, I've been playing music in my room, the lo-fi beats a playlist on Spotify. It's really cool. I feel like I'm more focused on the music than I am painting sometimes. And I kind of like it because I don't have the pressure of getting it right because I don't have any idea of what I'm going to paint, you know?
Yeah.
And so
I love it when you sit down and do something. I'm like, what are you going to paint? And you're like, I don't know. And then you stand up and you're like, I love it. I love that.
Yeah.
It's great. Just the experience of you creating something is awesome. I'm not talented that way. Like, I'm not talented with, like, taking some of the things that are inside of my mind and getting them out and creating something in that space. But so that's what's going on inside of your mind. How has the rhythm helped? Have you felt like the rhythm of stopping, taking a break, having a Sabbath? How has that helped, or how have you felt like that's helped?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's helped more with school than anything.
Really?
Because I have more bigger sense of, like, mindfulness.
Yeah.
And even peacefulness, trying to, like, complete an assignment or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably being more mindful.
Yeah.
More That's than good. Anything.
Sounds like you're, like, being more present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, I think that one of the things that I continue to run into with, like, your generation now, right? So it's funny because as you grow up, I figure out how to parent, how to teach, how to befriend, how to talk to, you know, a human being your age, you know, at every point. You know, when you're like 4, I wasn't trying to teach you calc, you know, yeah. Like, but so I've been growing as much as you have, you know, in mm-hmm. the last 12 years. And one of the cool things, and now I'm in a space where I have an opportunity to teach your class sometimes, you know, at church and stuff like that. So what I run into in with your space, your age group, is like so much tech, so much technology and so much screens. And you guys navigate it completely different than we did or yeah. do now, right? I feel you guys like learn really fast on technology. You're yeah. in it. But I think, so that's part of the reason why some of the things that I've learned even from teaching some of your, like, some of your classes is you guys need time to slow down and, like, take a hard stop from all that stuff sometimes. So
yeah.
speak to that a little bit. What do you think about that idea?
I feel like you said, we've kind of, like, grown up mm-hmm. on technology. What generation are we? Generation Z?
I have no idea.
I don't even know.
Look it up on an app.
just
kidding. Google
but
it.
But whatever generation we are,
yeah.
I feel like we're just born with technology. Like,
yeah.
when you were a kid, you weren't like, oh my gosh, I have to, or mom, where's my iPad?
Mm-mm. Wasn't even like a thing.
Yeah.
For me, it was like walking uphill both ways. In the snow, barefoot. This is that for us, for my generation. This oh is that. Gosh. This is that thing. Like my generation, when we came up, we're like, yeah, I walked to school uphill both ways in the snow, barefoot with, like, you know, a t-shirt on. So that was like the hard. That was like the archaic hard thing,
yeah.
right? Now I'm about to tell you, like, I played with blocks. You know what I'm saying? Like I played with G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
There are these figures that are, like, you know, plastic. Then they look like characters.
Well, we still had dolls.
Yeah, I know, but that's all we had. Like, we didn't have anything oh, yeah. else. Like, it went as fast as my mind, as fast as my hands could make it, and as fast as my imagination could make him fly. That's what happened. But you guys can press an app and make something fly, you know? So that's just an interesting dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But all that being said, there's still so much value in stopping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the same thing. If I played with G.I. Joes all day, every day for my whole childhood, like my parents would have made me stop at some point. Like,
yeah.
Put the G.I. Joes down. I actually used to take my G.I. Joes out in the backyard. Oh my gosh. Flashback. Take them back in the backyard. We had a G.I. Joe fort, right? So there was like.
Like a truck?
No. Like a fort.
Like, oh, fort. I yeah. thought you said Ford.
Oh, yeah, Ford, like F-150. No. Well, there was a G.I. Joe truck for sure. But there was a fort. And I would, like, bury the fort so it was kind of in the trenches. But then I would shoot a BB gun at it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, a full on BB gun. So then those G.I. Joes, like I had a G.I. Joe that had his arm blown off, and I was like, yo, that was what happened to him in battle. You know what I'm saying? We throw firecrackers into the G.I. Joe fort. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know which is better or worse at this point. I'm just saying it's different.
We as in
me and actually my dad. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He used to let me shoot the BB gun at the toys.
Did you play?
And I wasn't allowed to use the gun like when he wasn't around, but of course I did.
Oh my gosh.
Duh. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. But yeah, it was different. Different. Now you had an iPad. I remember getting you your first iPad.
The iPad Mini. We have it right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the iPad Mini. Got that for you because I knew that meant that we could always communicate. And you didn't have a phone at the time, but as long as you're on Wi-Fi, you can communicate to me. You could text me. You could FaceTime, whatever, through that years ago.
That's the button.
Anyways. All right. But you mentioned it earlier. I love the idea of encouraging people to do something you're proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get back to the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do something you're proud of, right? And again, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you all day, every day. There's going to be a time. By the time you sit down for this podcast next, there will be a contract that you will be signing. And that contract is going to say, can you guess? Guess what the contract's going to say?
Have fun.
Yeah, and you're going to sign on the dotted lines. Have fun.
Yeah.
The contract is going to say that you and me are going to do this podcast until you leave the house.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Wasn't it on, like, episode one?
Maybe. I didn't say there was going to be a contract, though. But
no, you never said a contract. You never said we're going to do the podcast until I leave this house.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that we always have the space.
But what if we leave this house?
Well, duh, roof, as long as it's under.
Okay.
Like, you're under my, that whole thing. Like, as long as you're under my roof, you're going to do the podcast with me. Period. That's just it.
We've done so many Southern accents in this one today.
Why?
I don't know.
What's up with Southern accents? I had a tuna fish sandwich. That has nothing to do with the South. You had pork tenderloin. Nothing to do with this. I mean, I guess, kind of. Anyways, I don't know why we do half the things we do, but ladies and gentlemen out there, do something you're proud of like this. Yeah. Do something you're proud of. Hannah on sound effects. I love it. I love it. You have anything?
This is my new job.
Anything to close on? That's good. People want to hear you though. That's a great one.
Have a great day.
Have a
or
great
night,
day.
Or afternoon.
Whenever you listen to it, have a great one of those.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pray us out real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, jeez, I love you so much. Her hands just shot up and shot open. At our church, we open our hands and we pray, and she just did it, like, automatically. Jeez, I get to be your dad. Dear Lord, thank you for letting me be her dad. And I pray that this time, just this time that we recorded, it finds someone well. They're able to take something from it, maybe learn from it, maybe just laugh. I don't know what it is, Lord. I don't know how you want to use what we're doing and the fact that we're recording it. But do it, please. We thank you for the opportunity to contribute something to your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Ooh, that's the best closing yet. I love it.
No, this is the best closing.
Okay. Definitely.